Stamina Beats. Welcome to my podcast, Life, Living and Loving. Hi guys, you're welcome to my podcast, Live, Living and Loving, on air with Nina. It's another fresh week and I hope you guys are having all the fun that you possibly can. This week, I'm going to be talking about my most embarrassing moment ever. And when I say embarrassing, I mean very, very embarrassing. Alright, so I actually got inspired to talk about this when I watched a video from Kiki TV where she shared her most embarrassing moments, and I left a comment with my most embarrassing moment, and that comment had the highest like. So I'm like, okay. So people actually find that funny. Okay. So I'm going to compile a list of my most embarrassing moments and share with you guys. Let me just give a disclaimer. This very episode, you must not use it against me. It must not be used against me ever. So if you know you're going to use any of the things I'm going to be sharing here against me, please do pack and go. Thanks. All right, it's gonna be a very fun one. I've realized that you know, basically when I started my podcast, I wanted to be able to say a lot of the things I couldn't say on radio, and I felt very boxed, I felt very contained, and I don't really like to be that way. So this was a place where I could say it as I wanted to say it. So a lot of you might think of me as a very serious minded, as a very organized person, which I am. No. Point of question, which I conveniently can't be, but every other time I'm a little bit of a Raz. And that's the reason why I'm going to be sharing with you my most embarrassing moment, just to give you guys a little bit of a clue of some of the things I have been through and who really I am and how I like to be perceived. Yeah, all right, so let the fun begin. Okay, so the first most embarrassing moment for me has to be when I was in primary school. I had just been moved from a private primary school to a public primary school. The primary school was located in Jakonde, as in the state, Lekki. Now, they do not do tell me that if you are living in Lekki, you gotta be ready to swim. That is, when it rains, you have to get yourself a canoe because you cannot function on the ground without a canoe. Oh my God. So my cousin, who's like a big brother to me then, he was in the senior secondary school and I just came into the primary school. So I was literally just following his lead. I was going with him everywhere. During my break time, I would be in the school with him. He had to chase me back a lot of times because, I mean, I refused to make friends. I felt like I was off. I didn't know anybody. It was very difficult to blend at first. But anyways, I later blended though, but that was just the beginning. Okay, so on this very wonderful day, it had rained cat and dog the night before, like everywhere was flooded. Now, when we're leaving the house, the road was dry. When we now got to the street where our school was located, my God, it was flooded. Like, people were literally swimming in dirty water, and I had never seen such before. I mean, I just came from a private school located in a very prim area, you know. I did not know that is it something like this that do exist on the Lekki area. That's how my brother now said, okay, so this is the thing. He being taller and bigger, he was in senior secondary school and I was in primary school. You can imagine the height difference. So he wanted to jump over the gutter. We had been swimming through this water and I was already sick of it anyways. And my brother, he jumped. So where he jumped from was from the water. He crossed over a gutter. But the gutter was already flooded. You can't see the edges, you can't see the gutter. But I guess because he was already familiar with the road, he knew there was a gutter there. And so he jumped over it and into a dry area. That's how baby girl now look at herself. And I say, if my brother can do it, I'ma be able to do it. What did I do? And I lift myself up and suspend myself in the air. Oh my God, this is actually funny. The worst part of this is that I was carrying his books. Yeah, I carried everything that belonged to him. He was just bouncing in front of me, and I would carry my book and I would carry his book, which was in a folder, in a leather folder. But I would carry it, yeah. So seeing that he had jumped, I felt, hey, he could jump. Why should I keep swimming in this water? He did not even help me. And so I lifted myself up and I jumped. People of the Most High God, what I just hear in my ear is toing. I fell right into the middle of this gutter. Like, the water covered my head. I went deep down and bounced back up. O to the M to the G. At that point, I was not embarrassed. I was just bent on surviving. I didn't know how to swim then. I thought I was going to die. The whole water, the pressure of the water, it was still flowing. It was dramatic. And people just gathered and they were like, okay. You know, people just gathering, you get. And then some people came around and helped pull me out of the water. My brother did not help. It is a stranger. So they all came together and some people pulled me out of the water. And, you know, some primary school, some pupils who were passing by saw me. And then they started to sing, and mind you, then I did not understand Yoruba, so I had no idea what they were saying. I just knew that I met that water. God, why me? Now, I'll tell you what was embarrassing in that moment was my brother's reaction. It wasn't that I had fallen into the gutter, because I really didn't know anybody. I did not have somebody I'd be looking at. Oh, see, they are seeing me. It was just my brother's reaction that really got me embarrassed. I guess, I don't even know how to describe it now that I'm thinking about it. So what did he do? Now, I told you I had these books, right? So the books, everything fell into the water. They were all messed up. My bag was floating. I had no idea where some of my books were. But I just came out of the water. And I was expecting my brother to, you know, be sympathetic, to be kind, to be nice to me. And then the next thing, he looks at me with this anger. And he was like, idiot, will you get up? Like, the way he said it, the fact that people were still looking at me, like this girl that just came out of water, or this girl who just fell into the gutter, the kids singing, that was when everything compounded together and I felt embarrassed. Like, why would he say, idiot, get up? Like, I didn't do this on purpose. And his anger is because, or was because, his books fell into the water as well. Like, are you serious? Are your books more important than my life, brother? So I was really embarrassed. Like, I couldn't even, I don't know how I made it through school that particular day, but I knew I was so angry, so embarrassed. I just wanted to go home and I wanted to report him, but when I got home, like, I was too weak to report. Yeah, that's what happened. Okay, so my second most embarrassing moment also happened in school. Now, when I do grow in school, between the time I go from primary 3 to primary 6, I've gone and gathered momentum. Yes. When you school in a ghetto area, you have to blend, or everybody, or you just become a pushover. And God do know that in my making, in my genetics, I'm not a pushover. You cannot come and push me to anywhere. I want to bounce back. So yeah, I had gathered momentum. I had become like a big girl, you know, like, the cool people wanted to be my friends. I'm cool like that, you know. People wanted to be my friends. And I was like, I was very selective anyway. So, this happened in JSS 3. And now, I had a crush on this guy. Don't tell anybody. I had a crush on this guy who was in, I think he was in SS2 or SS1. But he was my senior, right? And dude is so fine, so dark. Well, not so dark. No, it was actually very dark. But he had this very shiny, dark skin tone. He had this beautiful set of white teeth. Like, when he smiles, oh my days, oh my days. The guy was fine, like, so fine. And he's the kind of guy who has a lot of girls, you know, like, crushing over him as well, but in the junior and in the senior secondary school. So I did know. I know that I had competition, but I mean, I aim high and I get it. So, okay, so on this particular day, you know, school had dismissed and we're going home. I usually go home with my group of friends, bah, and we got to the bus stop that day, and this bus, you see, sometimes that's, I think that's why today I always follow my instincts. If I feel a certain way about something, I do it then and then. So this empty bus just pulls up in front of us, empty, no passengers. And you know how students are now, everybody just starts rushing in and people are just like dragging one another. And I was looking at myself like, girl, I'm too big for that. No, a homie to come as that dragging bus, excuse me, another bus is gonna come. That's what I told myself. So my friends all made it into the bus and the bus drove off and I stood there. People of the Most High God, did you know that bus did not come again? No. I waited and waited and waited. I did not see another bus. It was like, I should have just followed these guys, right? Okay, so I'm just there wondering, why are the buses not coming anymore? And the ones that were coming had space for like just one person. Maybe it was just one person coming down, or it just had like two spaces, and before I could get to the bus, other people would like push me off and just get in. And the thing is, I did not have the strength to drag. That day I just wanted to be posh, prim and proper, and that situation wasn't helping my condition. Yeah, so when it was time for that, a bus came. No, God, I'm messy though. A bus finally came, and I don't know what I was looking for. I think I just looked behind me and I saw my crush coming with his group of friends. Like, he came, he was coming with his gang to the bus stop. I was like, hey God, oh, I'm not gonna be here. He's not gonna meet me at this bus stop. Because he wasn't just coming. Among those gang was the girl I suspected to be his girlfriend. She was very pretty. See, when I tell you a lady is beautiful, because me, I don't even miss words. That girl was so beautiful. She looked like a model. She was slim, she was tall, she had this beautiful rich dark hair. The girl was everything, and she was always around him, so I figured they must be dating. But I have a crush on this guy, so I don't care, you know. But the thing is, I did not want to be in that bus stop by the time they get there. So a bus comes, right, and somebody comes down, and I'm like, girl, I'm gonna drag this bus. I'm not gonna do prim and proper again. I'ma drag this bus. And then, so the person coming down comes down. I think the lady was very huge, so it took her some time to come down. And you know how these drivers do be. The driver was already getting impatient. He wanted to like just drive off. And people like, later, do you want to go down now? And so she did come down. And I asked the conductor, are you going? The conductor said, yes. Ha! Thought of Zion Nakai had two left leg. That's how, as I put one leg on the bus, the driver want to move. I said, driver, what's wrong to you? Are you not, will you not wait for me to sit down? The driver yelled at me, was like, will you sit down? If you want to sit down, Coco, she could on the bus, Jerry. I'm like, okay. That's how I now say, let me balance, people. As I want to balance, I did not know. No. I did not know that my leg was not placed well. As the bus will move, before my bum ball will hit the chair, that's how I fell down, bottom flat on the floor. Okay. Oh, to the M, to the G. I fell from the bus to the ground. What was embarrassing about that? My crush finally came. He was the one looking me in the face like, are you okay? My God, it felt like the ground should open and swallow me up. Final. Like, I couldn't speak. I just froze there. Like, me, fell from bus. My crush. Oh my God. Oh God, have mercy. Like, I can't even do it. Like, I'm thinking about this and it's just sad. So he's looking at me like, are you okay? And, you know, they're trying to help me. And I refuse to let anybody touch me. I just, you know, like when electric shock, you just, boom, I just stood up right immediately and dusted myself up. And you know what happened? I refused to wait for another bus to come and disgrace me. I started trekking. I trekked home that day because I cannot be in that bus stop with that boy. No, now. Go wrong. It would have been embarrassing something. Which, of course, I was already so embarrassed. So I just could not stand next to him. I just got up, brushed myself up, like, you guys should get the fuck up. And I went home. I trekked home more. Pride. Ah, God. Okay, so. I'm sorry, guys. This is so funny. My third most embarrassing moment. That's how my friend invited me to the party. I say okay. Now, first of all, I already did not feel like going out. But you know when you're like that one girl who is no longer cool because now you're working, now you have a job, and you have bills to pay, and the rest of your friends who you were cool with are not in that category anymore. You know, they're like, how do I put it now? They are still living under their mommy's roof, so they can do certain things that you don't have the luxury of doing because you now have a responsibility you're living for. That's what happened. And I say, okay, well, these guys have been inviting me out, and I don't want to be the uncool person anymore, so I'm just going to honor this invitation. And so I'm like, don't worry, I'm a turn up, I'm a come, I'm a be there. And so I get dressed for the party. The issue that I wanted to wear, when I put my leg in the shoes, I felt like the heels were shaky, you know. And I'm the sort of person who can walk a very long distance on heels. I don't care, I will walk even if I'm in pains, but the fact that I'm trying to keep up a certain appearance, I'm gonna carry that pain to my destination. So when I felt the heel shake, I ignored it. You see, when God is giving you sign, you ignore that sign. Something must happen. I should have just removed that shoe and stayed at home. But no, I say no, I want to be cool. I now enter shoe. Shoe not carrying me. I was not going. I got to the venue of the party in the presence of a crowd. People I do not. I think I only knew two people at that party. And out of those two people, it was just one of them who had invited me, right? So I'm here in this party and people are just chilling and all of those and all of those. This guy sees me and he's like, hey, look at that. Check out the Vangi. And he wanted to come talk to me. And he walks up to me. And God, I was not in the mood for any of those laser face. I just did not care at all. So the guy comes up to me and he's like, you know, trying to pitch his tent, talking in the rubbish, and I was fed up. So I was just giving him attitude. I'm like, once this guy is done, she just get out. I'm not about to listen to this nonsense like this. And he's talking. I'm like, guy, get the message. I'm not interested. Go. And you know how typical some Nigerian guys, not all of them, when a girl turns them down, they start to abuse her, they start to say all sorts of things. So I'm there looking all hot and pink, and this guy is busy annoying the life out of me in the name of toasting me. And I know I just go off on him. Would you just leave me alone? I'm not interested, you know. Do you know what happened? That's how this guy now turn around. What's wrong with you? You that I'm even managing to toast. What's your problem? You think you are beautiful? Look at this one. You know, he starts to actually point at me in a way where anyone passing could see that there was heat here. And so his friends come forward to come and do backup. His friends now come around him. They're like, oh God, what's they happen now? I was like, nah, this idiot, why they follow the talk. The girl just informed, like, say she fine. You say you fine. See, this is why they try to manage self. I was sick of it. So, and I made attempts to leave. I'm like, I wanted to like give them this badass catwalk so that by the time I get to a certain part of the road, I will not turn my back and like, F you. That's how Toto Zayana is okay. And I put one leg forward, one leg to the backward. What did I just hear? Clang. My heel broke. What happened? I landed on the ground. It's like there's something between me and falling down. That's why I'm scared of heights. I keep telling my boyfriend I'm scared of heights. And he's like, why? I think this is why I'm scared of heights. The heel broke and I fell, and this guy started laughing. Man, you know when fight is hungry, but you cannot fight. You know when you're boiling on the inside, like you want to throw a punch, but you can't throw a punch. That was what I was feeling on the inside. Like there was a particular kind of heat that was worrying me, and I wanted to just fight. But I knew I won't be able to survive it. So what did I do? Instead of me to take the shoes off, you know, and just brush it off and everything, that was how I now stood up with one leg up, one leg down. I started catwalking. I was just bouncing up and down, up and down, up and down. I was so embarrassed. I had to like leave immediately. I got home and I cried. I don't know what happened to me that day. I just cried. Like, I was so sad. I was so sad because I felt very embarrassed, and these guys just got away with it, and that was what was like killing me. These guys just got away with it. Okay, so I'm going to hold it here. I have so many embarrassing moments. I can't even start, but I'm just going to stop here for today, so that I don't bore you guys with my voice, you know. All right, so yeah, those are my three top embarrassing moments ever. And speaking about it is another embarrassing thing, though. Like, I should add this to the list of embarrassing moments, because I know my friends are, and I know some of you, you're not normal. All right, so but hey, I hope you had a good laugh. Like, I just wanted you guys to smile. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if you have been embarrassed. I would like to hear your story as well. Don't worry, I'm not gonna share it without your permission, but I just want you guys to like have a good laugh, and I hope my embarrassing stories have given you that good laugh. I'm gonna bring a part two of this next week, Thursday, because it's for today and next week. So I have so many embarrassing moments, but yeah, we'll talk about more of it next week. I hope you enjoyed this one. From myself to you, I'm wishing you guys a happy, happy, happy day. And hey, don't forget to stay safe till I come your way again next week with another fresh episode of the podcast. Hey, be happy. I love you. Bye-bye.